Good morning. It's good to be back with you. It's good to see so many friends here. We have an exciting sermon topic this morning. And it has this interesting title. Part 2. Last time I was here, I spoke about Luke chapter 15. And I discovered that I didn't have enough time to finish my sermon. So now I'm going to finish it this morning. And I really appreciate that wonderful clock up top. It says 32, which means I have 16 minutes to cover part 2. We're going to look at Luke chapter 15. And this is a remarkably important chapter in the New Testament. The reason it is so important is that this chapter emphasizes throughout the chapter God the Father's enjoyment of you. It is the most consistent portion in the New Testament that emphasizes God the Father's enjoyment of those who have come to Him through Christ. The chapter has an interesting background. The Pharisees are we have the wrong PowerPoint.
Oh, is that?
We're doomed. No. That's for Sunday school.
Oh, this is for Sunday school?
Yeah. Okay. We're all doomed. The end of the world must be coming.
Gail will fix that.
Gail will fix it. Our director will fix it. In the meantime, do you know any jokes?
No.
We are doomed.
I thought you got everything in your head.
I have it in my head, but I have these cool pictures. So let me, I'll keep on talking for a while. Luke 15's background is the complaint of the Pharisees and the rabbis about how Jesus treated people. Jesus had Gail fixed it. Back to the story. The Pharisees are complaining about Christ. Because Christ had a remarkable ability. Very few of us in the room have the ability he displayed. He could tell the truth to a person and leave that person feeling loved and with dignity.
He
He could treat a person with affection while directly telling them what they're doing wrong.
他告诉他一个人做错什么事，但同时给他很深的关怀。
He could visit the home of a law-breaking Jew and make that man or woman feel comfortable.
他去一个不守律法的人的家，但叫那个人呢，他觉得很被接纳。
I find it difficult to point out the mistakes of a person and at the same time treating the person with dignity.
我很多时候发现很难将个人的错处告诉他，但同时是保持他那个尊严。
And warmth and affection.
还有你用爱和关注。
But Jesus was consistently doing that.
但耶稣呢很能够做这样做。
And the Pharisees said,
这些法利赛人说，
You are treating sinners with respect and kindness.
你对这些罪人呢，是用的关注和呢，是温柔。
You must be an evil person.
你一定是一个邪恶的人。
And so how does Jesus deal with their criticism?
但耶稣怎么对待这些人呢？
He tells them three stories.
他告诉他三个故事。
The lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son.
失去的羊、失去的钱和失去的儿子。
And in these three stories, he really reveals the heart of God, which is a heart of affection.
所以讲到天父那个关怀的爱。
The third story begins saying this.
第三个故事开头就是这样讲。
And he said, a man had two sons.
他一个有两个仔。
The younger of them said to his father,
小孩跟老爸说，
Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.
将我应得的家业是分给我。
So he divided his wealth between them.
所以他将他的产业就分给他们。
Two sons.
两个仔。
The older son would receive twice as much as the younger son.
大仔得到的会是小仔的两倍。
So, if the younger son took one third,
如果小孩拿了三分一,
and the older son took two thirds,
大孩拿三分二,
and the younger son left to go to a far country with his wealth,
如果小孩带着他的财富到一个遥远的地方,
and the older son stayed home with his two thirds,
而个大仔留喺屋企，同埋佢三分二嘅家产。
How much did he have？
咁佢有几多咧
？How much did he have？
佢究竟有几多咧
？He had everything。
佢有乜嘢拥有一切
？Now we're going to be dramatic. I'm going to ask them how much the older son had.And they're going to say everything in Cantonese.
Okay. 他问你大仔有几多？我哋每个人话点样讲啊？全部都有。
How much did the older son have?
他有几多啊？全部。
What is the word?
全部。
全部。
唔系全部啊，全部。
You're laughing at my pronunciation. Chimbo!
Very good.
He got it all. That's the most important part of the story. How much did he have?
Chimbo.
Chimbo. And so he got two thirds. The younger son went and squandered one third.And the son went to Reno.
个仔细仔去咗 Reno.
Gambled it all away.
赌晒，输晒。
And then had to go to McDonald's.
跟住去到麦当劳。
And dig through the garbage bin.
在麦当劳嗰个垃圾桶入边。
To keep himself fed.
咁咧就睇下佢要搵啲嘢食。
Then he got a poor paying job.Feeding pigs. And pigs smell terrible.
主又唔系几好噶。
And he came to his senses.
于是咧，佢咧就嚟到，佢醒觉啦。
He went back home.
佢翻翻屋企。
And he knew his father was a soft touch.
佢知道佢爸爸咧其实心软嘅。
So he rehearsed the speech.
于是咧，佢咧就喺度谂下讲啲咩嘢。
Father, I have sinned against heaven.
佢父亲啊，我得罪咗天。
Good start to the speech.
呢个一个好好嘅开始啊。
And I have sinned against you.
我又得罪咗你。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
我唔再配称为你嘅儿子。
Give me a job.
俾份工我啦。
That was the point of the speech.
呢个佢嘅预准备好要所讲嘅。
I'm broke. I need money. Give me a job.
佢我冇钱啊，俾份工我啦。
When he started that speech,
当开始讲嘢嘅时候
he got right to the point.
佢开始讲个点
where he was going to say, "Give me a job."
佢未到讲话俾份工嘅之前
as soon as he was starting those words,
当开始呢个言语嘅时候
his father turned away from him.
佢马上冲出嚟
and looked at his servants.
对嗰啲仆人讲
and he said,
佢讲。
Put the best robe on it.
将最好嘅袍咧俾佢。
Put a ring on his finger.
将戒指摆喺手指上。
Put sandals on his feet.
俾个鞋咧系着上。
Kill the fatted calf.
将嗰只肥牛犊咧系宰咗。
Let's have a party.
咁我哋咧可以庆祝。
When the shepherd found the sheep, he had a party.
于是咧嗰个嘅牧人揾到只羊嘅时候咧，佢就会庆祝。
When the woman found the coin, she had a party.When the lost son returned, the father had a party. To emphasize the point that God is more interested in having a relationship with us. Then we are interested in having a relationship with him.
比我哋咧想同佢一个关系系要更深。
Knowing us brings him joy。
神认识我哋就带俾佢喜乐。
Far more joy than we find in knowing him。
而系比我哋咧揾到佢个喜乐系要大好多。
The father's happy。
父亲系好高兴。
And the father represents God the Father。
呢个父亲咧就代表天上嘅父。
The robe represents the father's righteousness。
这个袍是代表父亲的父神的公义。
The ring represents participating in the father's property.
这个戴指代表就是参与父亲的产业。
And the sandals represents that he's not a slave or a servant, but a son.
他这个鞋表示他不是一个奴仆，是一个儿子。
And the party represents the joy of heaven over an established relationship with you.
咁呢个嘅庆祝咧，就代表天上对你个同一个关系之间嗰个嘅喜悦。
The younger son was a performance-based person。
呢个细仔咧系一个好注重系嘅呢个表现嘅一个人。
He thought because he failed, he lost his sonship。
佢以为觉得咧，佢因为佢嘅失败，所以佢失去佢儿子嘅名分。
And he thought he had to work in order to receive from his father。
佢觉得因为佢系要努力嘅工作咧，能够赢取佢父亲。
Just like us, he misunderstands God the Father's heart.
正如我哋好多人一样，佢系误解咗父亲嗰个嘅心。
So the party's going on.
所以系大家喺度庆祝紧。
And the older brother comes from working in the field.
咁个大仔咧就喺个田地咧系翻嚟。
And he hears the noise, the happy noise of the party.
他听到这个嘅宴乐嘅喜乐嘅声音。
And he says to one of the servants, "What's going on?"
他问呢仆人话：，发生咩事咧
？And the servant says, "Oh, that no good brother of yours has come back, and the father's treating him really well."
呢仆人同佢话：，你嗰个好唔好嘅细佬咧翻咗嚟啊，但你老豆咧对佢好好啊。
What?
咩话
？He's back.
佢翻嚟。
And my father hasn't beaten him.
但老豆冇打佢。
Hasn't screamed at him.
佢将啲嘢搞烂晒。
He's throwing a party.
但佢咧为佢嚟到系开一个宴席。
My dad is a weakling.
我爸爸真的不对了。
And he just shakes with rage.
咁呢个大仔呢就喺度嬲到呢成身一阵。
The father hears.
爸爸听到。
The father comes out.
爸爸就行出嚟。
Very interesting.
好有趣嘅。
When the younger son went to a far country,
当个细仔去到远地嘅时候，
the father did not chase him.
佢爸爸冇追住跟住去。
But the older brother is standing outside of the party in a rage.
但大仔咧喺外边咧，因为呢个宴乐咧系发嬲。
Because his younger brother's come back.
因为个细佬翻咗嚟。
And it's being treated well.
而老豆咧对老好。
The older brother is in far more danger than the younger brother ever was in.
因为个大父亲觉得大仔呢个时候嘅情景咧，比细仔更加嚟到系危险。
Because the greatest poison of the heart is a
最大嘅毒药
is a lack of compassion.
就系冇一个怜悯嘅心。
A lack of affection.
就冇一个关怀嘅心。
A lack of love.
缺乏爱嘅心。
The older brother has a poisoned soul.
所以呢一个大仔咧，有一个系被毒咗嘅一个嘅心灵。
The younger brother only is corrupt.
呢个细仔咧只系腐败。
But the older brother is a judgmental, bitter man.
但咧呢一个大仔咧系一个心怀苦毒嘅一个人。
Now, even in among Caucasians,
即使在这个白种人当中,
we would be embarrassed. Caucasians would be embarrassed by,
白种人都会觉得即是很尴尬,
by the way this older brother is acting.
就是这个大仔哥的行为都会我们感到很尴尬。
Believe it or not, Caucasians can get embarrassed about some things.
我相信其实白种人咧都可以对一啲嘢搞到尴尬嘅。
But in a culture like this culture, it's like the Chinese culture.
但呢个咧好似一个中国人嘅文化入边嘅处境。
A traditional Chinese culture.
一个传统嘅中国人嘅处境。
For the older brother to be standing out in the open, angry with his father.Is just doesn't happen.
就呢个大仔企喺外边咧，叫对个爸爸咁嬲咧，咁喺嗰个嘅文化处境系会唔会发生嘅
？But the son is so angry he doesn't care what anyone thinks.
但佢个好嬲，所以佢唔理其他人点样睇佢。
So he says to his father.
所以佢同个爸爸话。
Look,
去睇。
For so many years, I have been slaving for you.
我咁多年咧，好似奴仆咁嚟到服侍你。
And I never neglected one of your commandments.
我从来冇忘记你一个嘅命令。
Get some emotion into this. You can do it. It's not a good sign that you laughed. I have never neglected one of your commandments.
我冇违背你一个嘅命令。
And you have not even given me one young goat.
但你咧连一只细嘅羊羔都冇俾我。
So that I might celebrate with my friends.
等我咧可以同我嘅朋友咧一齐嚟到系快乐。
And by the way, Dad, you're not one of my friends, and I wouldn't invite you to the party anyway.
但咧，爸爸，你唔系我嘅朋友，所以我唔会请你去我嘅宴乐。
Now at that point, let me ask you.
喺嗰个时候。
How much does the older brother have?
个大仔拥有几多嘢咧
？Everything. Everything.
全部
整包。And the older brother says, you haven't even given me a skinny young goat.
大仔说, 你连一只很瘦的羊仔都没给我。
But he has everything.
其实呢, 他拥有一切。
But in his heart,
在他心里面,
in his instincts,
在他的直觉,
he has nothing.
他什么都没有。
Because he doesn't believe in the generosity of his father. The younger son believed in the generosity of his father. And he took advantage of it. Terrible advantage of it. And he wasted it. But he proved something. God gives and gives and gives and gives. And he has more to give. But in the mind of the older brother, he has nothing. And everything he gets, he earns. He's a performance-based person. A true performance-based person is always living in poverty. They always have to gain God's favor. Because they never have it. Because they don't believe that God shows them favor. Their own unbelief has turned them into a pauper. So the older brother goes on. But when this son of yours, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes,
用在一些娼妓的身上,
what are the interesting things in this story? Is they didn't have cell phones in those days.
当时呢,
they didn't have FaceTime.
FaceTime.
So nobody knew what the younger brother did with the money. He could have gambled it away.
He
could have made bad investments. Nobody knew how he wasted the money. But the older brother said, sex. Do you ever use the word sex in church? No. That's what I thought. The older brother says, sex. That tells you where his brain is at. He's thinking, the older brother is out there visiting prostitutes and I'm sitting here working and that makes me mad.
Which
tells you what he wants to be doing. But he's a rule keeper. He has the lust in his heart. But he has done the right thing. And he doesn't judge the lust at all. And you killed the fattened calf for him. What is this older brother saying? He is a perfect example of the performance-based mentality. And anything he has, he believes he has to work for.
他每一样有的东西，他觉得呢，他都是要赚取回来。
Because he honestly believes he has nothing.
一个很深入，很深信他什么都没有。
And everything depends on him.
什么都是要靠他自己。
So he has a slave mentality.
他有一个奴仆的心态。
He doesn't have the mentality of a well-loved son.
他没有一个是被深爱儿子的心态。
At least the younger son believed his father was generous.
个细仔咧就相信个父亲其实好慷慨嘅。
The older brother didn't believe that at all.
但大仔咧就根本唔信呢样嘢。
Even after the father gave him rights to all of the family property.
即使个老豆咧将佢呢个家庭嘅产业嘅权咧俾咗佢。
So the basic emotion of the older brother is fear.
所以个仔个基本个心态咧就系恐惧。
And his perspective is a rules mentality.
佢观点咧就系佢要守呢啲嘅规矩。
What's the purpose of being alive?
生存嘅目的系咩咧
？To keep the rules.
就系要守呢啲嘅
规矩。That's the purpose of living.
呢个就系生命嘅目的。
Keep the rules.
就是守这些规矩。
Isn't it?
是不是?
Isn't it?
是不是?
Keep the rules.
守规矩。
That's not the purpose of breathing.
这个不是生命的目的。
That's not the purpose of breathing at all.
不是我这个应该有的目的。
The purpose of being alive is to be loved.
生存的目的就是要被爱。
To be loved by God,
被神所爱,
to love Him in return,
也都是以爱来到回应,
to be loved by others,
被其他人所爱,
and to love them back.
也都是爱其他的人.
That's it.
这个就是生命的目的.
And oftentimes, being preoccupied with rules ruins life.
可常我们正是关注这个规矩的守规矩的话实在是就是扭曲了我们的生命。
That was the mistake of the Pharisees and the mistake of the older brother.
这个就是这些法利赛人和这个大仔所犯的错误。
But it's the next element that Jesus told this entire story about.
但耶稣讲的其中下一点。
The whole story is about the next element.
这个整个故事的重点在下一点。
Jesus has this profound insight into the heart of the performance-based person.
耶稣能够真的看穿这个注重表现的人的心。
People think that the purpose of telling this story is about how well the father treated the younger son.
很多人觉得这个故事就是讲到父亲怎样对这个小孩好。
But that is not the point of the story.
但其实这个不是一个故事的重点。
Because the story is being told to the Pharisees. They're the audience who are being told this story.
这个故事其实是讲给这些法利赛人听，他是当时的听众。
What he is telling the Pharisees is that they have a poverty mentality.
他讲给这些法利赛人，其实他有一个是贫困的心态。
God has given them everything.
神其实给了一切的东西他们。
And what do they honestly believe they have?
但他们真的心里面觉得他们有什么东西呢?
They honestly believe the same thing the older brother believes.
他们的想法跟大仔一样。
They believe they have.
没有。他真的相信其实他们什么东西都没有。
Nothing.
乜嘢都冇。
Make me feel good about myself. Say it louder.
大声讲。
They have. Oh, come on. They have. Better. I approve. Chapter 15 verse 12. He divided his wealth between them. Then the father says to the older brother, chapter 15 verse 31. And he said to him, son, you have always been with me. You have always had my companionship. And I'm sure the older brother looked at him. Big deal, Dad. It's been a thrill to have your company. And then he says, all that is mine is yours. This is a very important spiritual principle. We earn nothing. God has always given humanity and all of us everything we need. No one here earns anything. Because you are in the hands of a good God. Think about this. When Adam and Eve were given the garden, was it a rental? When God created the Garden of Eden, and Adam came to consciousness, did he hand him a bill? And say, you now have to pay for it. Oh, and the word Eden in Hebrew means delights, the Garden of Delights. They were given the garden. And what Adam had to do was cultivate and keep what he was given. He didn't have to earn it. He just had to enjoy it. When we become a Christian, according to Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Every blessing you will need for time and eternity, you already have. We have need of nothing. Now, God has not given us a Mercedes at the time of our salvation. He's given us something more important. His companionship and His care. His companionship forever. He will always be with us. And everything He has is ours. Because we are members of His family. So let me ask you an honest question. Deep in your heart, are you living a life of spiritual poverty? Because you have not really believed how deeply you are loved and how much God has given you in Christ. Or are we at least like the younger son who believes the Father is generous? And the Father loves us. This whole chapter is about the pleasure that God has in you. He will always enjoy your company more
神咧好多时候咧系好高兴你嘅同在。
Then we will enjoy His.
而相对我哋喜乐佢嘅同在。
Even as we deeply love Him, He will always love us more.
即使我哋深爱佢，佢爱我哋更深。
Let us pray.
我哋祈祷。
Our Father, we thank you for Luke 15.
天父，我哋为咗路加福音十五章多谢你。
Because it tells us something our heart needs.
因为你讲俾佢听，我哋心入边所深需要嘅一样嘢。
That you find joy in us.
就系你喺我哋当中，你得到喜悦。
The lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son.
失去嘅羊，失去嘅钱，失去嘅仔。
Each ended with a party.
每一个都是最后以一个的庆祝来结束。
And it amazes us.
也叫我们很惊讶。
That there could be a party in heaven when we became Christians.
就是在天上当我们成为一个基督徒的时候竟然有一个宴乐。
We praise you for your affection.
我们为你的关怀来到是赞美你。
And if there is a person here who is not trusted in your son,
如果一个中间有人未相信，系你嘅儿，信靠你嘅儿子。
May they trust your son this morning for salvation.
愿佢哋今朝信靠你嘅儿子而得到呢一个嘅永生。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.